Some thoughts now about a man who refused to sell out on any level. "I wasn't so interested in being paid," he once said. "I wanted to be heard. That's why I'm broke." The alto saxophone voice of Ornette Coleman has left this world. The Jazzmaster died this morning at age 85. Coleman carried the musical flag for a generation of 20th century jazz musicians who preceded him: John Coltrane, Miles Davis, Charlie Parker. Coleman was always cast as avant-garde, but in his flamboyant suits and smooth southern personality, he insisted that his ideas of jazz were at the essence of what jazz was always trying to be: experimental, new. He bought his first sax with money he made from shining shoes. He was a quick study and once said, "It was when I found out I could make mistakes that I knew I was onto something." Among Coleman's most famous albums, This Is Our Music and 1959's The Shape of Jazz to Come, with Charlie Hayden, Don Cherry, and Billy Higgins, all gone. And as of today, Ornette Coleman, at 85, joins them. He once said, "Dog spelled backwards is God." That's pretty heavy. And we say goodbye to another classic in a day where our program is devoted to the arts in all its forms. He began his career in the British TV series Kaleidoscope back in the 1940s. But just like in a creepy horror movie, it was an innocent beginning before the terror struck.
"Mighty God of the sun, bountiful goddess of our orchards, accept our sacrifice."
Horror movie fans everywhere know The Wicker Man, but not everyone knows the name of actor Christopher Lee. Lee has died at the age of 93. His credits number well over 200. His IMDb entry online is page after page of Dracula, Mummy, and other monster movies. He was a regular in Sherlock Holmes movies. He also starred in a classic movie version of Tale of Two Cities, as well as countless TV characters. Lee was a movie franchise face and voice, from British miniseries to the James Bond movies to the Star Wars prequels to the Lord of the Rings series, where he played the evil Saruman.
"He cannot yet take physical form, but his spirit has lost none of its potency.
Concealed within his fortress, the Lord of Mordor sees all. His gaze pierces cloud, shadow, earth, and flesh.
You know of what I speak, Gandalf. A great eye, lidless, wreathed in flame.
I am Sauron.
He is gathering all evil to him."
He was nothing if not versatile, also playing Pope John Paul II in a 2005 TV film. This fantasy villain, classically trained in the British theater, immortal on screen, gone at age 93, Christopher Lee was named the Knight of the British Empire in 2009.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.